This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Average. Well, bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre, on Joy 94.9.
This is Well on Joy 94.9, and today we are joined by Murray, Jack and Anthony. How are we going, guys?
Going well.
Very well, thank you, Murray. And Tony.
We're off the blocks very quickly.
Yeah. No, good. Look, I had a great new year, I must say, and if you're not aware, today's 12th night.
What is that, Jack?
It's the 12th night of Christmas. It's when Christmas decorations need to come down by midnight. It's an old pagan thing. No, there's 12 nights to Christmas.
God, Christmas never bloody ends.
No, I had a great Boxy Day. I went to some friends' family gatherings, Naz and Alan and their family, the lovely family. So busy.
Well, I'm just like getting warmed up. I mean, getting through December is hard enough as it is and Christmas, but there's a big January coming up in February. Summer in Melbourne is a great place to be, I reckon.
Well, it's not too bad.
Well, we've got inclement weather, but we were just saying on the way here, you enjoy that, don't you?
I do. Like, I like having the idea of having two or three really hot days, stinking hot days, and you can always expect that cool change to come through at some point.
Yeah. Well, listen, the Well show is back for 2015, which is very exciting.
Yeah, baby!
Yeah, baby.
Yep, it does go on a bit.
They do love us, don't they?
Well, somebody does. But look, we've got a special show today. Anthony, why is today special?
Well, it's very special, actually, because we're a special show. I mean, we're a very inclusive show. We ask you, the listener, to get involved. We want this show to be interactive throughout the year. So we're asking you today to text in or contact us in any way to send us through the topics that you would like us to cover, as long as they're related to the show's theme, which is around sex, health and well-being. So, you know, have a think about what you might want us to cover. The VAC does a range of different things, but we can also branch out into the community in a more broader sense and look at sex, health and well-being.
That's right. So all of our topics about sex, sexual health and well-being relate to the GLBTI community, and we'd love to hear your feedback. You can get in contact with us on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy, or speak with us. You can call us on 1300 JOY 949, or you can send us an email at onair@joy.org.au.
And today we have a very special guest. We've got Karen Glasson from the Alfred and Monash, talking about the health map. So we'll be back with you after the news around the health map. But first of all,
we've got a song. It's a song called Cooler Than Me, and it's from Mike Posner.
Here we go.
Welcome back to Well on Joy 94.9. You're with Murray, Jack and Anthony. And we apologise for the audio issues we're having.
We've been on too big of a break, I think.
We have been. It's a bit slow to get started. We're still sort of half outside the studio, I think. But
and who are you blaming for the audio problems?
Oh, I'm not going to blame anyone. Okay. I'm looking at you.
Look, I know. Blame someone.
Look. Today,
it's Jack's fault.
I've got broad shoulders.
Let's not go there. So we have a special guest in the studio. So Karen Glasson is here to talk about Health Map today. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi there. Very good. Thank you. Thanks
Welcome.
For having me.
and a lovely North American accent.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
So Karen, Health Map. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, it is a research program. It's an online interactive health platform. So it's a very complicated introduction to it. It's a shared electronic health record that people, and it's being rolled out for people with HIV to start out with. And it's being rolled out as a research program. So people with HIV in participating clinics will be able to look at their health results, their lab results at home. And they'll also be able to access lots of different resources through that are prioritized specifically for them. So yes, in summary, it's an online interactive health program.
So it's just being rolled out for people with HIV at the moment, and it'll be broader, have a broader application later on. Is that the intention?
That's the intention. Is it's we're designing the program from scratch. We've had it's been a few years running already, where it's just been we're doing research into the design of it. So we're trying to get everything right before we actually roll it out, and then it will have broad applications after we do the trial that we're running right now.
Okay, well, that sounds really interesting. So, Karen, how will that have benefits for clients who are perhaps wanting to access their health information?
Mm-hmm. Well, right now, when you go to the doctor, unless you're writing little scraps of paper about your health results, most likely you're going home and you're not really remembering the exact, your CD4 count, your cholesterol numbers, and remembering whether how high, how low they are, and what the priorities are. So instead of writing bits of information from your doctor's consultation on scraps of paper and going home with them, you can actually access this at home in your own privacy of your own room, or wherever you want. You can access it and be able to look at what your results were, look at the things you discussed in your consultation with your doctor, what you've prioritized, goals you've set together. There's a whole goal setting section as well that you can engage with your doctor on during your consultation. Then you go home and you continue to remember what you're working on in your results.
Wow. So do you think this is something that will get people more actively involved in their own health?
That's exactly the point of this program. Right. It's engaging people. It's called a self-management support program, and there's lots of different ways that people roll out self-management support, and we're trying to do it in a way that doesn't involve a lot of jargon and right. words like that. But that's what it's supposed to do, is getting people involved and active in engaging in their own health.
Taking charge.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the duration of the project?
So the trial itself is going to be a one-year trial. We've started recruiting already, and we're going to recruit. We have to recruit the number of people. We're hoping to have 1,200 people. Patients were involved in the study. Once we have 1,200 patients recruited, then that'll start the timeline for the one-year trial. So because of the way that the trial is designed, we need to recruit everyone first, and then it starts.
And dare I say, how many do you have at present?
We have almost 400 people far.
That's great.
You're getting
when did that open up?
We opened up in September.
Yep.
So we've been slowly rolling it out. We've got about 12 different clinics throughout Victoria, mostly in Melbourne, a couple in Sydney, and then one in Adelaide.
And so how do people go about becoming a participant?
So we have a website. It's healthmapstudy.net.au, and I'll send you guys the link as well.
Great, we'll pop it on our Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page as well, so make sure that we hook you up with
that. We'll link you to it.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you go to our website, you can see which clinics are involved. And if you're going to one of the clinics, you can either talk to your doctor, talk to one of the clinic nurses or research nurses, or you can give us a shout. We're at 1-800-004-284.
And we'll pop that on our website as well.
Yeah, to chat with you just about some of the logistics around getting involved. But basically, anyone who's going to any of those clinics that are signed up, you can just go into your clinic and they'll enroll you right there.
And those clinics would tend to be the major HIV or GLBTI clinics.
All the ones in Melbourne. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll test you.
Yeah.
That's what we like to do on the Well, Well, Well show.
Also, I'd just like to point out to people that this sort of research, that there's a lot of protocols around this sort of research. And there's pretty stringent requirements around ethics and research.
Yes.
And so that this one has gone through the VAC research committee, as well as internal ones that...
Well, we've gone through several different ethics committees. We have the Department of Health ethics approval. We have Alfred Health, which is all of the hospitals and sexual health center approval, as well as RACGP, which monitors helps approve for all the GP clinics. So we've gone through quite a few different...
I mean, it is important because we're talking about an app that manages and collects people's information, their health information.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's very sensitive, and we want to make sure that it's as you feel secure, that it's confidential, secure, and the app itself has gone through rigorous security testing just to make sure that we can do as much as we can to assure you of that.
I can imagine the hurdles you have to go through all of those institutions and research bodies.
Yes.
Because of the sensitivities and the confidentiality aspects would be significant, and it's no mean feat to get to this stage, I think, to be recruiting people.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a long, interesting journey so far.
And because you said 1,200, when's that target supposed to be achieved by?
We hope to have, at the rate we're going right now, we hope to have that by the end of May.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's our
goal. So you're tracking well.
Yes, we're tracking well so far.
You're doing
far.
Some stuff at Midsummer in terms of...
Yes, I was going to tell you guys about that as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to be at Living Positive Victoria at their stand.
Mm-hmm.
And so if anyone's around, please come over and chat with us.
Yeah,
we should love to talk to you.
And sign up.
And sign up, absolutely.
And this is the time. Is it just in Victoria?
No, so we've got a couple in one East Sydney Doctors in Sydney, Fountain Street in Sydney as well, Coffs Central in Coffs Harbour, in Adelaide as well.
So would you be targeting Mardi Gras, for example, as an opportunity to recruit for it?
Well, because we don't expect that people want to be sitting and reading through, you know, 12-page documents.
Maybe Fair Day or something.
What we'll do is we'll give people the information. If they want to take a leaflet, we'll have leaflets. Or if they want all the forms, we'd talk to people as much or as little as they want. We expect that maybe not a lot of people will want to sign on the dotted line that day, but we'll definitely follow them up in the weeks afterwards just to make sure that people who are interested will be able to get signed up.
I think it's great because it's really an empowerment model for people to take carriage of their health and responsibility and work in partnership with the clinicians, I think.
Yeah.
It changes the nature of healthcare.
And there's a lot to remember when you're sort of living with HIV in terms of your count and sort of also your diet and maintaining a healthy lifestyle. There's all these things that, and you sort of kind of educate yourself along the way when you're exposed to all these sorts of resources on your app.
Yeah, and this is why we're putting the best evidence that's out there as resources. So, you know, you go on the internet and you Google healthy diet, you'll get a million different things. And how are you supposed to sift through what's good and what's not? So that's why this is here, and it's targeted. Not everything's going to be HIV specific, but we're going to go in and give you the best information that's out there as well. And for the doctors as well, we're providing resources on the best evidence for doctors as well.
Great. And so what do you think the impact with doctors will be in terms of them sort of giving out information to their patients?
Well, we're hoping this will actually facilitate the consultations. It'll help make it easier. It'll talk about things that are important to both you and the doctor. In the end, I think getting used to the program will probably be a little bit of a learning curve for everyone. But once people are in it and using it, the whole goal is for it to actually help your consultation and focus on things that are important as well.
Well, it sounds really good, really exciting, and I think it's very timely. It is moving with the times. I mean, everything's on apps these days.
Yeah, exactly.
And it can, access a younger client base as well who use apps all the time.
Yeah. Said younger clients, I just want to make, because of the way the research is designed, it's actually for people who are over 30 and older, and that's because we're looking at heart disease. So eventually it'll be rolled out to everyone.
I meant 30 being young.
Yes, of course.
Well, from my perspective, it is very young, I may say so. I'm over 40 now, you see. So
just turned. Where's that gas?
But seriously, I'm surprised that it's been a fairly effortless process with the doctor. The medical world is pretty conservative by inclination, I think.
Yes.
So to get them on board about sharing information such as this and to come on board with an app and giving people power over their own health outcomes on some level, I think it's amazing.
Well, and we've had obviously varied responses depending. Some people are more excited about it. Some people are less so, because I think it's mostly the getting to know a new system. There's lots of things out there for doctors, and it's trying to find something that's streamlined for them as well, and that helps them save time and makes their consultation the best possible. So I think, yes, we've had lots of different responses as well.
And with the expertise the knowledge base at both Monash and the Alfred, you'd have some pretty senior clinicians and eminent people backing the whole process.
Yes, we actually have been involved with lots of the community organizations, so NAPWA, VAC, Living Positive, all the ASHAM, all the major players in Australia, as well as some other. We've developed collaborations with expertise around the country as well. So yes, that's the whole point, is we're trying to make this the best app possible.
Mm. And you're also going to sort of at some stage broaden the focus to other sort of health-related issues, is that right?
Yeah, so that's still early stages, but that's the end game, is to, we're developing this app that it can be expanded to other different areas as well. So anyone, other chronic diseases, such as diabetes or, heart disease in general.
You know what would be great? If you get to mental health, and because that's something that we, I guess all sort of counsellors and psychologists might grapple with from time to time, I know shows. So reminding clients of their appointments could be really good.
There is an app for that. He digresses.
But also, like, there is the Chronic Illness Alliance, which I'm sure you may be aware of. So this would be of interest to them, how this rolls out and the outcomes from this, because it's got broad application for a whole lot of ailments and illnesses. Yeah. No, it's great, Karen.
Great. Well, we'll hear more about this, Karen. Thanks for coming in. And so stay tuned. We're going to listen to a song now. Oh. It's a song called Wish You Were Here by Cody Simpson and Becky
Who?
G.
Who are they?
Cody Simpson
I've
and
never
Becky
heard
G.
of them.
Well, well, Jack, how old are you again?
40-something.
42.
Cody Simpson's actually Australian. He's from the Gold Coast. He's a, okay. an Australian pop singer, and he was signed with Atlantic Records in the USA.
Oh, at local some boy made
local boy.
Good.
And Becky G, you know, everyone knows Becky G, don't they?
No, I don't. If it's not Liza Minnelli, Karen, I'm lost.
How about we get into it? This is okay. Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well. SMS 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au to have your say.
That's right. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. You're in the studio with Murray, Jack and Anthony. And we've been speaking with Karen Klassen about the health map.
That's right. Now, Karen, apart from coming in here today, mm-hmm. how else are you promoting apart from the you've got the clinics lined up?
Yeah, so we've got lots of posters and pamphlets lying around the clinics. And we've also got a website that I mentioned before. It's healthmapstudy.net.au. We also are on Facebook, so it's facebook.com/healthmapstudy. And I have a Twitter account if anyone wants to follow us as well.
It's a mouthful, isn't it? It's a mouthful.
I know.
Yep. So Karen, just on the health map, you've been talking at length about that, and just some thought I had earlier was about with the counselling team at the VAC, we get a lot of newly diagnosed or recent diagnosis of clients who come in with HIV, but also we have we've had family and friends of people living with HIV who come in really anxious, who may have taken on a role of supporting their their a family member or acting on their behalf because the family member might be fairly distressed or not able to attend the appointment or whatever. Is health map something that will be useful to them also that they can access?
Well, everyone can use health map however they want to. If they don't want to tell anyone about it, then they don't have to. If they want to share that information with a family member or a loved one, they can absolutely do that, and they can actually go through the results at home. It actually provides a lower pressure environment for them to do that with. And if, say, they would come in to see you guys at a counseling service, which of course we're going to be promoting as well in our resources section, they can show you their lab information as well. So, you know, it's supposed to facilitate all consultations, not just the doctor consultation, but everyone. And I should also mention within our program, we have health coaches available. There's going to be online peer support chat groups, and everything's going to be completely anonymous and confidential as well. And they'll be moderated by experienced peer moderators at Living Positive Victoria that'll help facilitate those more mental health issues and those kind of problems, not necessarily all about cholesterol and diet and stuff, but more around those sort of just daily living and stigma kind of issues that people are experiencing.
And the health coach aspect is a free service or part
of it? Yes, that's part of the trial as well. So everyone who's at a high risk of heart disease will have access to health coach as well. But if for people who aren't able to or who aren't eligible, you know, we'll be having other resources and pointing it to. And that's what I was digressing from, is that everyone will be able to access the app and can show it to anyone that they want to go through their results.
Right. So lots of resources on this app. And as you're just explaining those, I'm thinking, gee, I hope you're not taking business away from the VAC.
No, not at all. We'll be definitely linking to you guys. You're on our resources pages.
Great.
Definitely.
Right.
Now, look, Karen, it's been our pleasure having you join us today.
Yeah, thank you so
much.
And
we wish you and your team at the Alfred Monash every success with the project, which will help a lot of the people in the sector and help the client base. It helps demystifies, it helps stabilize, it helps give people information and power, I think, over their own health outcomes. It's a great initiative.
Yeah, and it sounds like it helps to sort of contain all that information and everything that gets thrown at you, especially in those early days.
Yeah, exactly. And it's supposed to avoid all the pamphlets that are collecting in your, in your cupboard.
That's right. You pick them all up, and you never get a chance.
Them,
you never really get around to looking at them or to digesting all the information. It's overwhelming half the time.
Yeah.
So thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very popular, Karen. So that's the Monash and the Alfred team.
Absolutely.
And good luck with the app.
Great, thank you.
Looking forward to hearing more about that.
So, Anthony, have we had any listeners text in or message in?
You know what? We have. We've got a couple.
Oh.
Yes. I'm shocked as well. No, well, we've had a couple of listeners, and so some topics for.
That's right. We asked at the start of the show if you've got any topics that you like. This is the start of the well season. We're going to be here all year, right up until December, every Tuesday. Maybe not Cup Tuesday. Or did they come in on Cup?
No.
I think they did.
Oh no. Okay.
We're basically every Tuesday. You're not going. Now I'm not going to be here either. But we want you to tell us what you want to hear us talking about, and sort of set some of the themes and the tones for what we'll be discussing this year.
And then
what are we all about, Jack?
Sex, health, and well-being. And if you let us know the topics you want us to cover or focus on, we can get people like Karen, who have the expertise and the background and knowledge, to talk to us about and the issues and unpack that whole sort of thing. Yeah,
that's right.
So and who have we had?
Well, Nick from Carlton has actually texted in. Thanks, Nick.
Great,
and
Nick.
He wants to hear more about PEP and PrEP, which actually ties into the discussion we've just been having around information and accessing support and services regarding these particular issues.
And PEP, for those who don't know, is post-exposure prophylaxis, and PrEP is pre-exposure prophylaxis. And we'll go into that a little bit later in the show, perhaps. You've got a story to tell, Anthony?
Yes, about a friend of mine who's given me his verbal consent to share a little bit of his story. At this particular time of the year, when we tend to be in a fairly festive mood, we tend to probably drink a little bit more than we do, when we tend to dance probably a little bit more than we do, and probably take a few more risks than we normally do.
Mm-hmm. So thanks, Nick, for that. That's a good subject, because people aren't even aware of it.
We spoke about that a bit last year, but I would suspect that we'd be speaking about that a lot more.
And get somebody from the PEP hotline, for example, or some of the clinicians. Anything else?
We had one more. Matthew from Paran. Thanks, Nick, for your text also. But Matthew from Paran has also sent in. He wants to hear more about VAC and perhaps get an overview of what we actually do.
Mm. Okay. Because I know a lot of people don't realise that, like, they think the Positive Living Centre is not part of the Victorian AIDS Council. We've got four sites. So we need to explain that and the range of services across the various four sites that we have. So that's an easy one to do. We can do that. Thank you. Was that Matthew from Paran?
Yes, Matthew from Paran.
Yep. Well, we're just right near Paran, so.
And if you're out there thinking, I would love for the Well show, and remember, we do podcast as well. So if you're not available to listen to our show live on Tuesdays 12 to 1, you can podcast it. Our lovely podcaster, Gaz, comes in each week and podcasts our show, which we post on our Facebook page as well as Joy put it on their page as well. So if you've got any topics, you're sitting at home and you think, I'd love for them to talk about this, it's 0427 Joy 949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au.
But just on some of the services, like, I'm not sure whether people are aware that the Positive Living Centre is just for people with HIV, all people with HIV, men and women, all ages, you name it, races, everything. And it's not just for gay men, it's for everybody. And sometimes women are disproportionately represented in some of the services we provide. And we have provide linkages through the PLC to Positive Women, to Straight Arrows, which is a heterosexual support group, to Living Positive Victoria, to the Royal District Nursing Service, with whom we have a partnership, a whole range of things. But there's a range of activities at the centre itself. There's the nutritional program. There's health and well-being, things like art classes, yoga, meditation.
Kitchen, the legal service that we run as well. And art, it's also therapy. To point out, as the volunteer coordinator, that 90% of the workforce for the Victorian AIDS Council is made up by volunteers.
Sure. So we'll get somebody from those services, from the clinic, pronto.
And who sent that in, Matthew? Matthew, we've basically done your overview.
No. There's a whole lot of us, a whole lot of other services we'll get.
You're right. I mean, there's so much more. And I think that perhaps the name might put people off. When they hear the Victorian AIDS Council, it might conjure up all sorts of ideas about what the VAC does. But we do so much more that doesn't actually get sort of recognised, I guess, by, I guess, this kind of, perhaps the image that community may have of the agency. But we do so much, and we do cater for the GLBTIQ community. So you're right, we do provide so many services, not just for gay men, but for...
For just positive people, where there's positive services and services for people who are not HIV positive as well, like your counselling service.
The GLBTI community service.
It is a community service.
Once again, we would love to hear from you. This is sort of the what do you say, the handball, the kickball? I'm trying to talk 40 times.
Kickstart?
It's the start of the game.
Stay away from sports, Matt Murray.
You know when they bounce the ball in the middle and it's the start and it goes...
The first bounce?
It's the first bounce.
Okay.
And
You're a football player.
I really should stay away from sports, shouldn't I? But what we do is there's a team of seven of us back at the office, and we write the shows for the year. And so if we get some input from you about what you'd like to hear, it will sort of guide us a lot better.
Okay.
And something else is exciting, because I've now joined the team, is that I'll be bringing in some shows that looks at mental health. We'll be covering not just mental health in the GLBTI community, but looking at alcohol and other drugs related issues. We have a drug and alcohol service at VAC, which is actually a free service for anyone who wants to do any work on their substance use, perhaps. So throughout the year, we'll be sort of introducing some of those topics as well.
Fantastic. Okay, let's go to a song. What song is it? It's Taking It to the Streets by Denny Hines and Christina Unnu.
Look, I saw Christina Unnu. She's fabulous. She's fabulous. Great.
So
she's
Denny Hines as well.
Yeah,
love her.
No, love them all.
This is Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy.
It is indeed. Well, 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 Joy 94.9.
He's been here for 5 minutes and suddenly just takes
pushy,
over everything.
Pushy Tony.
So pushy.
Oh, look, you've got to be quick on this show. And we want to hear from you, the listener, on your ideas on sex, health and well-being. So feel free to make contact with us and let us know.
We're sending out the call. If you want to get in contact with us and let us know what you'd like to talk about this year for the Well, Well, Well show, nothing too embarrassing. It could be something that you just anonymously would like more information about. Get us to write a show about it and talk about it. And like I said earlier, we podcast all of our shows. If you're unable to listen to the show live Tuesdays 12 to 1, we podcast it.
And I think we've had another message or two as well.
Yes, we have. We've got a message from, this is an interesting one. Costa from Coburg has SMS'd in. Thank you, Costa. He actually wants us to focus on homophobia in sport or the AFL at some point this year.
That's a big. That would be an interesting topic.
It'd be very interesting. I would actually love to hear about that,
because all that stuff that around stigmatising and discrimination, that has health outcomes. So if you're feeling you need to be closeted in every way, shape, and form, and you're a sportsman, there's lots of complex issues within that discussion, I think.
Well, absolutely, and everyone in the GLBTI community has to grapple with homophobia at some point in some way, shape, or form. And to do it in a sports club where you have sort of group membership through a team, and it's a sort of community that you belong to, and you have to experience the threat of homophobia there as well, I mean, that could be quite an impact on your health and well-being.
Is that all? Just that's from Costa? Is that?
No, we have one more. The lovely Doris from Northcote has also contacted us, and she wants us she says she wants a Fairfield House update, please.
Okay, for those who aren't aware, Fairfield House is the clinical service at the Alfred Hospital, towards the rear of the Alfred Hospital, and it was purpose-built for people with HIV, and it was originally 5 step-down, 5 respite, and 5 palliative care beds. That came into question a few months ago now, just before AIDS 2014, July, so maybe about March, April. Mm. They were thinking of closing that service or changing radically the whole service, and that's got a reprieve. So I think that's a good one, because we could get somebody from the Alfred to talk us through where they're at. And I believe they've established a community consultation committee, so they can't impose changes without some sort of due process, which was part of the problem before. I think the Alfred does a great job, and Fairfield House has served its purpose well. But there's still people with needs out there. So that's a great one, Doris. I know that provides a lot of anxiety for not just clients, but I presume Doris may have a relative or something there. So, it causes lots of hassles and tensions for family members about the future of that service.
So once again, if you want to get in contact with us, it's 0427JOY949, or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au.
So just maybe going back to Costa's SMS on homophobia in sport. Now, it got me thinking about mental health, and I think that one of the things I'd like to bring up is that that VAC does have a counselling service, and that's something that perhaps people in the community aren't always aware of, that we actually do provide a counselling service at a very affordable rate. We do take the client's financial circumstances into consideration, but they're very affordable fees. We provide individual and couples.
So what are those fees? Do you know that off the top of your head?
Look, that's something that's generally negotiated with the client and the assessor. Right, so okay. We don't actually want the fee to be a barrier to the service. So even if, I mean, if you're unemployed and you know, have barely got a cent to your name, then we can actually offer you a free service. Right. So we really don't want the fee to get in the way of you coming in to receive some support.
So that's good health and well-being.
So if you do work, though, it's done on a sliding scale, I would imagine?
We do have a sliding scale. Again, that's used as a guide. It's not set in stone, but we do take, like I said, their circumstances.
And if I can just make some comment about the counselling service, it's very flexible and it's available through the evenings as well, through the week. So it's from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays, I think.
Well, the last appointment is at 7 p.m, so we shut at 8.
Okay.
So we do offer daytime and evening appointments. Those appointments can be made for individuals or couples. We do a lot of couples counselling as well. And we see a lot of clients. We even have, you know, lesbian couples who come in. We have trans clients who come in, bisexual and sort of, and of course, gay men, anyone same-sex attracted. So this isn't a service just for gay men. I really want to stress that point because, like you said earlier, Jack, that people often think that VAC is a service for gay men only.
Mm.
But we deal with a whole range of presenting issues, and our counsellors are very experienced and they're professionally employed. They're passionate counsellors, so we have a very solid bunch of counsellors who offer the service to deal with issues such as anxiety, depression, a new or recent diagnosis or HIV, things like same-sex relationship violence, coming out issues, issues around sex and sexuality, grief and loss, relationship conflict. Anything that interferes with your ability to feel as though you're coping, you know, our counsellors are well trained and receive ongoing training to really strengthen their skills so that we can provide an ethical service.
And it's a pretty significant workforce of counsellors we've got there, up to around 30, I think.
We have, the team is about, I'm guessing now, I think it's about 12 employed counsellors.
Mm.
That's including the alcohol and other drugs team. So we have an AOD service, alcohol and other drugs, and that service is actually free. So anyone who, like I said earlier, wants to come in to address their drug or alcohol use can do so free of charge. And that's a really good way. I mean, coming into an agency for support is really valuable because you can sort of be given internal referrals to access other supports and programs while you're in the building, so you don't actually have to sort of go to another service.
And on top of the paid staff, there's the volunteer counsellors, which is significant.
That's right.
Numbers.
Guys, we're pretty popular today because we've just got some more messages that have come up, and I just want to make sure that we don't miss them. Marsha from Melbourne has said, "I'm newly arrived in Melbourne, and I wondered what services VAC have for women." So just echoing what you've been talking about.
Well, I can definitely, Marsha, thanks for your text. I can definitely inform you of the counselling services that we had. Like I said, we do have like lesbian women who come in for couples counselling and also individual counselling as well. We have peer support programs as well that you're able to attend if you want to. Any sort of concerns you have around coming out or just feeling sort of connected to a community, we have a number of peer support programs who focus on a range of different things, but they're not sort of exclusively only offered to gay men. They're offered to everyone in the LGBTIQ community.
And Stephen from Northcote has said, "Hi team, I think it would be great and interesting to focus on mental health in the LGBTIQ community in 2015, especially related to the different subgroups in the community, i.e. gay teens, gay men, lesbians, people living with HIV, etc. Happy New Year."
Oh, thanks, Stephen.
And also, issues, that's a great point because we do have, we're not a homogenous group. We do have lots of sort of variations within the rainbow family, I guess, and things like, you know, older gay men and issues around aging.
Don't look at me when you're saying
that. I'm trying not to, Jack.
Sorry. Yeah. But no, I agree. It's significant. We're not just all young, under 30s. Some of us are more mature.
Yes.
Speaking of maturity and under 30 is the next song, Justice Crew, Best Night. Of course, you know that one, Jack.
Justice Crew, Justice. Okay, I'll take your word for it.
This is Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well. SMS 0427 JOY 949 or email on air at joy.org.au to have your say.
That's right. This is Well, Well, Well on JOY 94.9. We're back for 2015 and today we are talking about the topics that you want us to talk about this year. So we've been asking you to message us, to email us, to call us, to get in touch with us and let us know what you want us to discuss this year. We are all about sex, sexual health and well-being. And we've been very popular today with people messaging in. Anthony, we've got some more messages.
We've been very popular. In particular, you have, Murray, because apart from the handful of messages of people telling you to turn your mic on.
I did that deliberately to make sure that people knew that we were... That people were listening.
Okay, yeah. Well, the good test.
Strategic, yeah.
Well, the gorgeous Tex has given us a text, and he says, enjoyed the interview with Karen about Health Map, and a very happy birthday to our sweet 16 birthday boy, Murray.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Murray.
You don't need 16.
Because I have the control.
Look, we've got a couple more texts. We've got Gavin from Spotswood. He says, "Hi, a topic that is important to me is people living with HIV for 30 years regarding chronic pain and its related problems."
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good one.
We're writing that one down.
We're writing them. I'm trying to write them all down. And related problems, yep.
And we've got Clayton also who says, "Hi, boys. Nice to be able to hear you live." He's normally at work, so he generally podcasts. Good on you, Clayton.
Clayton's just rubbing it in. Clayton is our star volunteer at the Victorian AIDS Council. He's also a teacher, so he's on holidays.
Oh, he is. Okay, well, good on you. Well, based on the questions he gets from his outreach work, there are plenty of members in the GLBTIQ community who need, he says, information on sexual health 101. For example, a question that comes up a lot for him is oral sex safe?
Yeah, yep.
It is a common question that comes up, isn't it?
It always does. And we can get somebody to come in and explain it and talk to us about oral sex. Not a problem. Anything else? Is that it?
No, that's it. We've got some... And Stuart's also texted in. He is also wanting to talk about... "Hi, as a person living with HIV for 30 years now, a topic I would like to cover is dealing with chronic pain and associated problems."
That's similar to the other one.
Well, isn't that a popular topic?
Oh, that's coming... You give him one job, read the messages. Can't even do that right.
It's coming twice. What a popular topic. No, we'll cover it.
Yeah, okay. Definitely. So you're with Well 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 on 94.9, and we're talking about all subjects related to sex, health and well-being. So, Murray, happy birthday.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. I turned 21.
35.
I'm young.
35. And I'll just give out the phone numbers and details too for Health Map again that Karen was talking about. If you wanted to help take charge of your health and health outcomes, you can ring 1-800-004-284, 1-800-004-284. That's for Health Map. And you can email Health Map at healthmap@monash.edu, healthmap@monash.edu to talk about your health outcomes with Karen.
Great. We'll quickly go to a song. This is More by Usher. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening. This is Well, Well, Well.
That's right. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. Today was our comeback show for 2015.
Yay.
We've loved hearing from everybody about the topics. We've in the break, we were writing them all down. We're going to take them back to the team and we're going to put our shows together for the year and certainly cover a lot of the topics that you've suggested.
And people can still contact us through VAC 9865-6700. Talk to
absolutely.
Someone.
If you listen to this on a podcast from our fantastic podcaster, Gaz, who puts these shows together for us, and right now you're listening to us on a podcast, get in contact with us by either going onto our Facebook page, which is Well, 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 or getting in contact with us in the offices.
Correct. We're coming up to 1 o'clock. Well, Well, Well. That's 94.9.
It
so
is.
Next week, we've got who's hosting next week?
That'll be me, Murray. So this is Anthony.
Just putting him on the spot. What's the show about next week?
Well, look, I'm going to look at the list that we've written up today, and we might have some footballers in the studio. We may not. I can't promise that, but we're going to be
coming. Where's that gas? This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. See you all next week.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.